Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across our country. Of note, 603 CJHL alumni are currently playing in U Sports. That's 65% of their league. Joining us now is Robert DeBook, the head coach and general manager of one of the top-ranked teams in the entire CJHL, the Terrebonne Cobras. Robert, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hi, thank you very much.
Robert, first and foremost, for our listeners right across the country, where is Terrebonne?
We're 20 minutes north of Montreal in Quebec, so we're very close to Montreal, Laval, Blainville, Boisbriand, so we just have to cross a river and with them downtown Montreal.
With the World Junior Championships just wrapping up in Montreal and Toronto now, how, if at all, will that affect you guys in terms of drawing fans when everybody says, hey, look, it's exciting to watch junior hockey players right now?
Honestly, I think there's a big peak in the junior hockey here in Montreal and the area. So I think we should have a continuous boom. Plus, we're lucky, you know, this year with the Junior A too, where Team Canada East, we had a couple of players from Quebec who made the team, especially I had a player on my team. So, no, everybody's excited, and we're very excited, and it's going to start. Everybody's going to hear about the Terrebonne in the next couple of weeks because the committee is on now and everything's getting prepared for May.
And listen, things are exciting for the Cobras in particular right now because you're a top 20 ranked team in the CJHL. I think at last count, you were 13th. That's pretty amazing. You were ranked second in the nation during the month of October. What is it about this year that's making this team so special?
Well, I think having the Fred Page Cup here in Terrebonne, you know, we had it in 2011. I think with the experience we had, I mean, we prepared that team for the last 2 years, and this year, you know, we're always, you know, we never know who's gonna come down from the queue here in Quebec. And this year, I mean, we had a lot of players that we prepared for the last 2 years, putting on our list, and we were, I would say, things are turning on our side. Players are dropping down, and you know, we prepared that team for 2 years, the last 2 years. The last 2 years, we sacrificed some move that we should have made. We didn't. And this year, everything is on. So, yeah, we're 27-4 up to now. We're battling with Longueuil, who's top one in the CJHL in Canada. So that's pretty amazing, yeah.
It is amazing. I want to ask you about the Collège Français Longueuil. This team has been number one in the country all year. What is it about this team that makes them so incredibly strong?
Honestly, I would say they got it's a very good organization, and the last 4 years they've been on the top of our league. They won last year. They were in Woodstock at the Fred Page Cup. They won. You know, they got a number one goalie. By the way, he was the number one goalie with Team Canada East. So, and they got very, very good defensemen and players that they had for the last 3-4 years. It's a group that they grew up together and well coached, and they compete, and you know, everybody wants to go play there. So it's like a bit Carlton Place. It's like on our side here in Terrebonne, everybody, you know. So honestly, we'll be nose to nose with them this year. So we're very pleased about that.
It's an especially exciting season for you guys this year because not only you're nationally ranked, you're going to be hosting the Fred Page Cup this year. Tell me a little bit about that and what that means to your club.
For a club, it's a great opportunity. You know, the goal is the winner of our league has to win the Napa Cup. That's our first goal because with experience, I've been to the Fred Page a couple of times, and one time we went by the back door, so we don't want to do that. So we put our team, you know, we focus on the Napa Cup, and after that, you know, the opportunity to be at the Fred Page Cup, I mean, it's huge because after that, the next step is the RBC. So, you know, it's a great experience for our kids. That means we're going to, for sure, we'll play hockey in May. The tournament is the 3rd to the 7th of May here in Terrebonne. So everybody's very excited. The players are excited. I mean, they like to compete against the Maritime, against the Ontario. And now we're closer to the RBC than we were a couple of years before. So that's our main goal this year. And I think everybody, all the players and all the coaching staff are putting the effort for that. So and the city is very proud about that. So it's a great opportunity for the city.
Robert, where do people go to find out more about the Fred Page Cup?
They're gonna go. They could go on a website, the Fred Page Cup Terrebonne 2017. You go on Quebec Junior Hockey League, and you got a link there. They're gonna have a LDF drink, but there's a big conference in 2 weeks. Patrice Brisebois is our president of honor, who played for Montreal Canadiens, and he met our player and our people. He's a gentleman, so everybody's very excited. Yeah,
it sounds really exciting. Hey, Robert, congratulations on how far you've come. Good luck the rest of the way. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much.
That was Terrebonne Cobras head coach and general manager Robert DeBuck. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.